The ideal way to appreciate our local landscape, says LandPath's Executive Director Craig Anderson, is by foot. So he and his nonprofit are looking beyond the many day hikes and shorter outings they offer regularly to put together a 3-day cross-country backwoods journey. Scheduled for the first weekend in August, it's being called Trek Sonoma.
We'll be traversing from the Sonoma coast, going up and over the coastal ridge into the Willow Creek Valley, and then on the 8th, we'll traverse on to Bohemia near Camp Meeker and spend the night at LandPath's Bohemia Ecological Preserve, and then walk out midday on the 9th. So it's a Friday to Sunday trip. That's on foot, and that covers about 19, 20 miles total.
But Anderson's goals for this, the first in a planned series of extended guided outings, are much more than enjoying scenery and exercise.
We're trying to build this initiative so that we can not only link landscapes, protect more land, get people excited about the place they live, understand more about ag land, wild land, and build an appetite for people that want to get out of their cars and visit these places, spend their dollars locally, and ideally come together as a community and improve human health.
Much of the terrain the trekkers will traverse is in public ownership, something that makes this uniquely possible in Sonoma County.
Former Supervisor Bill Cordon demanded we have a general plan back in the 70s. He was recalled for that, of course. We have this because of the Coastal Conservancy's investments in Sonoma County, millions and millions of dollars over the last 15 or so years. And then, of course, the Ag and Open Space District since 1991, which has been investing, I don't even know how many millions of dollars, but they've now protected, I believe, close to 10% of the county.
Anderson is quick to acknowledge that this sort of cross-country group outing is nothing new. In fact, LandPath has even held a couple of trial runs, or walks, over the past several years. And reaction from those participants has convinced him there is a large and largely untapped appetite for all that Trek Sonoma has to offer.
So far, every trip we've done, we have been asked to do it again and again. In part because we're not just looking to reach out to one particular socio-demographic. We try to reach out to the entirety that is Sonoma County. And when we do that, we end up with a community or a tribe or a village for those 3 days. So it's going to be successful if people are enthusiastic and ask us where we're going next.
The answer to that is a 3-day canoe trip down the Russian River from Geyserville to Healdsburg in the fall, followed by a spring break outing for local high school students next spring. And as much as they will be enjoyed and remembered by the participants, some of whom will get scholarships to soften the costs, Anderson says the benefits will ripple further out into the local community.
If there's enough demand for this, we could see revenue coming into the area that equates to green jobs, more demand for Sonoma County agricultural products and farms and lodging. The idea here is not just to recreate, not just to have access, not just to connect land, all of which are important, but to also provide an engine for green jobs.
16 hikers will make the trip in August, and some slots are still available. That first afternoon, Friday the 7th, is open for free to additional hikers to join in and see the trekkers off on their way. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.